Praise the Lord. All right. Well, Sister Elsie's just feeling weak, and Brother Al's just going to take her home, let her maybe get some rest. She does have some. You know, when you have heart trouble, anxiety attacks go along with it. You start feeling something. Well, I know one time the doctors thought I was having esophageal spasms, and it felt just like heart trouble. And the doctor was so sure I had heart trouble that they put me on heart medication as soon as they went, without any test. He was just so sure of the symptoms. And he had me believing I was about to die. Before I had time to check me, they said, "We're not doing no stress tests. I want you checked in the hospital, and we're going to do an angioplasty on you, angiogram. Because we're going to have to do a stent or open heart surgery on you, I'm certain." So I had me on heart medication and had all that scheduled. And every time I'd feel something in my chest, I'd think, "Elizabeth, this is a big one." I think this is it, But after they checked me, they found out there wasn't any. I woke up while I was in there. They were looking in my heart with this little camera, and these two little boys was in there working on me. And I looked down at them, I remember one of them saying, "Man, I hope my heart looks like this guy's heart when I'm his age." And so I went on back to sleep, but I didn't forget that. And they told me, they said, "Your heart looks like a baby's heart inside." And that's been how many years ago, Ann? 15? In my mid-40s, so been a while. It's all right, I just wanted to know about how long it was. Anyway, so, yeah. Anyhow, so I know that, anytime something's happening to you, you may not have been paying that much attention to your body before, just think, "Oh, it's just gas, pain, or, some sharp pain you have, and you don't know what it is, but you don't think much of it." When they say it's your heart, you're thinking, "I felt it that time." Or whatever it is that if they think something's wrong with you medically, then you start paying more attention and you start feeling things that you've never felt before that may have been there all the time, but you're more mindful of it. So that's part of it, but of course Sister Elsie did have a mild heart attack, and it did do a little bit of damage. Her small blood vessels are stopped up some, and she's not getting blood through all of her heart, but her main arteries are open. So she has some pain and heart pain, that when those blood vessels start giving her trouble. And so we do want to pray for her. We want to keep her around as long as we can. And Brother and Sister Crow, or her sister's in from Kansas City area, I guess. And she's got heart trouble, and I guess the trip probably bothered her. She's got congestive heart disease. Some time with her. Yeah. Everybody here knows Brother and Sister Crow don't miss church, so it's a rare thing, and it's understandable. But there's a lot out tonight. Sister Jennifer's at the hospital. Crystal's in labor, and gonna have her baby, I guess, tonight sometime. So she's up there with her, and Sister Wilkins, you say, and Sister Rice, and Sister Jackie Tucker. She's just wore out, hadn't been feeling good. Yeah, it's good to have Sister Fisher back. And I know she's struggled a little bit, but she's a soldier, so she keeps on going. The Thompsons, Ann and Paul, are working tonight. He's covered up this time of year with work. All right. Brother. Okay. Okay. Wow. All right. So pray for Brother Stewart. And Brother Oates just walked in while Sister Oates was driving, pulling out. He's got to work Saturday too. Brother Keith. Who? Sister McPhee. Okay. She's working tonight. So just several out here, and we just need to pray. It's good to have Brother Daniels tonight. Appreciate him being here. Let's pray. Saturday is the I'll make a couple announcements before we pray. Tomorrow night, 7 till, say, 8:30 or so, they're men's only basketball in the gym. So if you feel like coming down here and getting heated up, well, you're welcome to it. You young men, that I'm sure y'all can handle that. But the fan, you know, that time of evening, it cools down quite a bit. So, but anyway, for the... Then Friday night, some of the folks will be here on Friday night getting ready for the meeting, trying to clean.
Asking for people to meet us up here. The brother and sister Payne are up here at 6 o'clock. And I really need some teenage young men or some men here, too, to help us do some heavy stuff. Because we're just going to give it, while we're here, just give it a good cleaning.
All right.
Just give it a real good once over.
All right. So this time of year, everybody's busy and it's hot. And by the time people get home off work, they're wore out. But the church suffers during this time because it doesn't get cleaned properly. But we still want to take care of the Lord's house make sure that it's presentable for all of God's people. So appreciate your help Friday night to help us get ready for the fellowship meeting Saturday at 11 o'clock. So all right. We do have our, I don't have it here at the church yet, but we do have our church band from Wichita here. I've got it all, had it lettered for us, says First Gospel Church, Little Rock, Arkansas on it, our address and all that. So we'll get it up here where you can see it this weekend. All right, who else had their hand up, brother? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, he just got a pretty good job, but this is a even a lot better job than that. Right up the, where top journeyman plumber's wages are, which is about what he was making at home and with good benefits. So, but they'd like for us to pray that God would, you know, they pretty much have told him he's got the job if his drug test and all that comes back, which he knows will. But he still would like our prayers. We want God's will and God's direction in these things. And Brother Doug York, it's good to have him back. He's going to be closing either... Well, they're supposed to close Friday, but they don't know if they're going to get it done, but at least by Monday. But they've really been working hard trying to get everything out of their house, get it ready for the new owners to take over, so everybody knows what that's like. And so let's pray that goes smooth for them. And Brother Mark Boyd. He has, what do you call that? Reflux, acid reflux. He's probably got a few nerves going around right now on the inside of him. It irritates that. So anyway, let's pray God would help him. Sister Oates. Tell him they're hiring in Little Rock. They are. There's jobs in Little Rock. Brother Michael Smith needs to sell his home. We need to sell the church up there. We're getting down. Really need you to help pray for me and Brother Michael and Brother Gene. We're really working hard to try to get this new kennel built. We've got one of the buildings up and basically finished, but we're working on the other one. We've got it tore all the smithereens right now, but we've got concrete finishers coming Monday, and we're in a mad race to get ready for them to have it ready by the time they get there. So just keep praying for that, and the Lord would give me good direction on how to... You know, we need to list our listings out on our farm. And I really hadn't pushed that because we hadn't been ready to move it, but we're probably going to be ready to do something in the next 30 days or so. So be praying with us that God would help us. Then we're getting down to a time that even Brother and Sister Durham are going to be ready probably to move. They need to sell their house, Jacob and Terry. We need to really be praying for. It's been frustrating for some of them. It's had to stay, you know, and their house has been for sale and they hadn't sold. But I told them, I said, you know, you got a nice home, you got good jobs, God's still taking care of you. And when it's time, I feel like the Lord will open a door for you. Still, it's hard on people to know they're going to make a move and not know when. But, you know, it's just. Unsure. Things are unsure, and especially the younger couples. That's who it's hardest on. They have trouble holding out faith You know, young people want things to happen now. Right now, we're going to do this. Let's get it done. And to have to wait, patience is not the greatest virtue of young folks. It's not even the best of old ones. So let's really keep them on our prayer list. You know, not just while we're here at church, but try to remember them every day in your prayers, these needs that we have. I'd like to get completely free of everything in Missouri and get focused down here and not get past all this, so I can get my mind on mostly on the church and the body of Christ and the labors for that. But I know that's coming. Just have to be patient. So I'm in the same boat with everybody else. All right. Anything else? Am I missing anything? Brother Crafton, we're glad he's here. Appreciate having you here, Brother Crafton. Praise God. Yes. All right. Brother Crafton's mother's birthday is tomorrow, but she's had a stroke and suffering with it. Keep Brother Weiniger in your prayers. He's taking these treatments. Seem to be going fine, but we just want the Lord to touch him. Hallelujah. Brooklyn, you got a prayer request, or are you just standing up there? She's just standing up paying attention. Yes, Sister Georgia, she's still paralyzed on her right side. Can't walk or move her right arm. She's starting to talk, but it's still slurred. And even her right eye is affected. Her whole right side, she's just paralyzed. She really needs God to touch her. Yes, Adam, Brother Adams has got, I think they call it hairy cell leukemia. It's a rare leukemia, and they had him on chemotherapy, but he's got off of it, I hear. That's at least rumored, and he said, I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to take this chemotherapy. Then Justin Beck from from Godfrey. He's been having blackout spells, and they don't know why. And they've had him in the hospital doing tests on him. They can't find out what is that. There's testing his heart, I think, this week. Has anybody heard? Potassium. Well, let's pray that that's all it is. I can treat that. All right. Brother Tenney, let's keep praying for him. He's having to move out. Sister Joy can't take care of him. The kids are having to help take care of him now. So he's still suffering in cancer. Yes. Yes, he moved in with his youngest daughter to get help. Taking care of him. So let's keep that in prayer.
I took my physical and drug test and then math test, and then obviously got a good job.
All right. Let's pray for the other Daniel's job situation. Let's all stand and ask God to meet these needs and help us. Oh God, precious Savior. Oh, God, we just lift up these cares, Lord, that we have before you. Oh, God, we trust in you. We lean on you. We look to you to carry us through these struggles in life. Oh, Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, oh, Lamb of God, touch us, help us. God, touch these needs. Oh, God, these conditions of health in the body. Brother Tenney and Brother Justin Beck, Lord. Brother Adams, help them, God. Oh, Lord, Sister Veeling, God, help them with these conditions. Sister Elsie, Lord, tonight, touch her. She's on her way home. God, just clear up this condition in her body. Sister Wilkins and Sister Rice. Oh, God, dear God, dear God. That's Sister Kroll's sister. Help us, oh God, the Republic Church. God, just would you just reach down and cover them. Let them know you're with them, Lord, in a great way. Let your comfort be upon them, Lord. And would you help us, help Brother Michael Smith's house to sell and the church building there and the saints' homes, God, that needs to sell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Lord, dear Lord, help us with our local needs here, Lord, each one, Lord, that we're mentioned tonight. We look to you, God, and trust you for your will. Precious Lord, precious Lord. All right. Praise God. Bless you as you give tonight to the Lord. The Perrys are working too, I suppose. Is that right? Okay.
Tomorrow we'll be there by and by. Milk and honey flowing, that is where I'm going. Canaan land is just we must be like Moses.
to share something with you, especially you, Brother Smith. You can tell me after church. What do you think? Because it's been bothering me. I have had two dreams, but I'm not going to go into detail with them. I'm just going to let you tell you that this is what I thought, you know, and Stan says it's steroids that I was taking, and that's why. Because you know me, y'all know that I'm not a violent person. I'm not aggressive. But in my dreams, one of them, I got this bunch of rats, you know, kept attacking me, and I kept killing them, and bloodshot everywhere, you know, and I was like, oh, and I hate rats. And I mean, I would never do that, you know. We catch a mouse, Stan, take it away, you know. But the second dream, two guys were following me because my car broke down. I didn't have my cell phone, and they were following me, and I looked behind me, and they were still following me, so I'm like, okay. So I turned around, there they were, and I said, get out of here. What do you want? And one put his hands on my shoulders, and I grabbed his head, and I started hitting him against the other head, the guy that was behind him. I mean, just banging, 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 and I'm like, I started screaming, and he heard me screaming. He woke me up, and it bothered me because, you know, I mean, okay, yeah, I took care of myself in the dream, but I would never have done that in real life. And to me, I was thinking, like, maybe God is trying to tell me that I have a spirit that I need to control, you know, as far as, and I don't realize, you know, that it could go out of control, but just to watch it, maybe a warning, I don't know. But I didn't like what I did in those dreams, you know, and I'm scared. And so I, you know, if you think it's something, you know, or just a, like Brother Turkey used to call sometimes a bean dream, you know, or the steroids, like he said, you know, because the steroids make you aggressive and nervous and jumpy and all that. I'm not taking them anymore, but they're still in my system. So I just, you know, I'm just here to say that I, you know, whatever, I've asked God to show me. And I thought, well, maybe he's showing me there. I don't know. I just want to be a better person. I want to grow. I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward. And every time that I get sick, it's like something, you know, I always ask God, what's going on, God? You know, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing? Not maybe not doing something wrong, but maybe I'm not doing something I should do. And so I just desire your prayers because I do want to be a part of these people. I want to take part when need be and do whatever I can if my body permits it. But, you know, I know I'm not an old grandma like a lot of little grandmas, but I'm getting there, and I've got an 85-year-old spine, so I guess I am that old grandma. But anyway, I just, I'm just happy. I'm not, again, I'm not discouraged. I'm not, you know, getting ready to quit or nothing like that. That's never entered my mind. I just want to get closer to God, and I want to be obedient, submissive to the ministry and my husband and whoever I have to be. So I just love each one of you.
I just feel like getting up. I really don't have anything to say, but I just was enjoying feeling God and thankful for for God showing himself great in my life. I just feel like God has been been working to help me, and I just feel blessed. I feel blessed to be here, and I just growing to love y'all, and I mean, I've always loved you, but I'm growing to love you more, and I'm learning more about you, and so, but I'm thankful for what God has been doing in my life. Moving down here has been such a challenge for me, and going through, you know, family, going through death. My wife's going through so many deaths in her family, and you know, stresses. And but it just seems like God has showed me that, you know, he's there to take care of me and to meet my needs through everything that's happened. And I'm thankful for what he's done in my life. I'm thankful for y'all caring and praying for me and for my wife. And we feel your prayers. We feel your love. And we know that you care for us. And I feel blessed. I feel blessed to be a part of this family. And I don't know. I really don't know what to say, but I felt God here tonight. And I know God has showed himself great with me, and I feel so blessed. And, you know, I share with you some of what's going on with me and my job. You know, I moved down here, and it seemed like just boom, God gave me a job. You know, I really felt like it was God that blessed me with this job I have, and I do feel blessed. It's really I'm working for a guy that some of you may know, but in fact I talked to a lot of people that knows him around Little Rock, and I have a lot of people, you know, that everybody's got an opinion about him. And but everything that I've ever had to do with the guy, I respect him, and I've you know, so far I really enjoy working for him. I like him. He's very dedicated to his people that he works for. They're, you know, his customers, and he's a Christian. And that's one of the things that made an impression on me when I first met him. I believe he told me he goes to a Baptist church here in town. And so, you know, I feel blessed to be able to work for a Christian. And there's some of his employees are Christians that I get to work around. And that means a lot to me. So I don't know where this is going, you know, with my job and all. But so far, you know, I've enjoyed my work. I've had some challenges that, you know, I've had to go through so far. They haven't been easy. Some of the employees, he's got a lot of employees that work for him. It seems like I keep meeting new people that he's got working for him. He's got a lot of, I don't know whether y'all, I think I've told y'all, but I work for Jack Hartzell Construction, and he builds and remodels and does a lot of really nice homes. And so y'all prayed for me, and I got a good job, I feel like. And so I feel like God has blessed me in that. And so continue to pray for me, because I'm trying to blend in, and it's difficult. You know, I'm I think he's talked me up to a lot of his employees, and so I've got to prove myself, you know. Yeah, that can be tough, you know. And then there's people that I work with, you know, there, that they think I'm just a beginner carpenter, you know, because they don't know me. So there's some of them that don't know me, and then I got to work with that. And so I don't like having to feel that pressure, you know, of having to prove myself. But yet, on the other hand, I want to do my job. And so I want to, do my best for him. And I'd like to stay working for him. He seems like he's really loyal to his employees. He's got guys that's worked for him for 27 years that are really good craftsmen. And so I appreciate that. And I feel like that he respects me for who I am and is trying to help me to blend in with his employees. So I've got that challenge in my life, and then I've got a huge challenge of getting rid of my home and finding a new house or a place to stay down here. And I really feel blessed that Brother Smith has let me stay up here in the apartment, but I don't want to take advantage of that either. So I want to I want to be able to take advantage of it, but you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to abuse the privilege that I have. Thank you. So, when we have meetings like we're having this weekend, people could be staying here, you know, if we weren't using those rooms, I know. So, but I'm glad that we have them here, that I was able to use it. And so you all have been good to me and patient, and so but I want to get to meet some of y'all, so, and get to know you better. So if y'all would invite me over, you know, you don't have to feed me, but just invite me over to spend some time with you. I get lonely. You know me, I love Brother Doug, but you know, every night, golly. But really, you know, I want to. Huh? Oh, I wouldn't turn a meal down, no. Wouldn't do that either. So, y'all been good, and I love y'all, and it's good to be home. All right. And so I appreciate if you pray my wife down here. So I miss her and my son. So anyway, I love you.
Praise God. I'm glad to come to church on a hot Wednesday. A place where we can cool off. The heat would start getting to you after a while. But I was sorry I wasn't with y'all this weekend. Went out of town to a wedding, and my wife's niece, I guess she'd be my niece too, got married, they got married on Father's Day, despite all the everybody telling them that wasn't a good day to get married. They went and got married on anyway. But so we missed being home. We heard y'all had a good services this weekend, and wish we would have been here. And I got up this the other morning, and I was thinking of, I got to thinking about Brother Linegar's message, and I don't remember the message, how it went, and that is how he talked about, y'all help me, praising the Lord in the morning. Was it thanking him in the noontime and rejoicing, and then the sun goes down? Thank him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Rejoicing in the evening. And what got me thinking about that is Brother Garland Haley, who went to my mother-in-law's church with her Sunday morning. He made this statement about praising God. He said, when you praise the Lord, it familiarizes you with His Spirit. And when, as soon as he said that, I immediately thought, I got to do something here. I put my ring on my other finger. I can't get it off. There we go. Put it in my pocket. It was bothering this hand, so I tried to put it on the other hand. Anyway, so he said it familiarizes you with his spirit. Well, I was thinking on that. I was meditating on that. I thought, you know, and I got to thinking about Brother Lil, because when he said that, something immediately jumped inside me, and I thought, that sounds right. And I said something to my wife later, and she said that something jumped in her when he said it. So I said, it must have been the Holy Ghost. That must be a truth. And but I got to thinking about that, and immediately my mind went to Brother Liniger's talk on thanking and praising and rejoicing. And I thought, you know, you've got to kind of start off a little mechanical to do it, to make yourself do that every day. But after a while, if you can get in the habit, you can get in the habit of thanking him. Be a thankfulness start coming in your heart. And a praise start coming out of your mouth. And a rejoicing pretty soon, no matter what state or condition you have, you'll find yourself having that peace Brother Smith was talking about, and a joy in your life, and whatever circumstance that you find yourself, whatever condition you are in, you can therein be content. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what this world is looking for. They're looking for contentment, peace, and love. Well, I have that love overflowing and spilling over to those around me, and that joy. But one other thing I got to thinking to add, and there probably could be other thoughts added to this. As I said, praise makes you familiar, gets you familiar with God's Spirit. And I thought, yes, and reading His Word will familiarize you with His character. If you can know this Word of God, then you'll begin to know what God's character is about. And I'm sure there's other thoughts can be added to you, which you can get to know and get to practice that familiarize you with more and more of God's His love. But I want to start off, I want to kind of go back to that principle Brother Leonard was talking about, and start thanking God. I appreciate what Brother Hay did. He said, everybody take a deep breath. And we all went, he said, you can thank God if you got breath. If you can take a breath, there's something to thank and praise God for. So I got up the other morning, and I looked up in the sky, and it was a beautiful morning. The trees were so green. I took a deep breath. I said, God, I've got so much to be thankful for. I've got a wonderful family. I've got a wonderful mom and dad. I've got great kids. I even got a great daughter-in-law now. She ain't in here to hear this. She missed out. Got a great wife. I've got food on the table. I've got shoes on my feet. We used to get that mixed up. We got shoes on my table and food on my feet. No, I've even got some good dogs. I got a sweet ride outside. I've got great brothers and sisters that I go to church with. And if the list goes on, and I could take all night telling you everything that I can be thankful for. I was telling my wife, I said, this tonight, I had a little episode by myself. I was just by myself, and I had a little episode in the flesh. I said, and I think we do this from time to time. I hope I'm not the only guilty one. But I told her, I said, if you ever just, you know, keep telling yourself everything's going to be all right, God's taking care of us, but then you just blow up. You've went as far as you could go. I've went as far as I could go at a point tonight. I just lost it for just a minute. But I gathered myself together, kind of picked myself up by my bootstrap, so to speak, and say, you know what? The same God who gave Brother Mark Boyd a good job that we prayed for him to get is going to see me through. He's got, there's something round the bend that I can be, have that patience that Brother Smith was talking about tonight. And if I could just hold on a little longer, if I can ask God to forgive me for my little episodes of unbelief when that comes upon me. I have to turn around. When I got to church tonight, and we stood up to pray for the service, you know, right before the service, I started praising God and thanking God, because I know that if I allow myself unbelief and doubt to overtake me, then it's a downhill death spiral. You'll stall out. You'll stall out and you'll start spiraling downward. I had a friend one time. We always we tried. Yeah, he was getting older, and he'd never been married, and we knew there were certain things in conversation, me and this other guy, to avoid when we were around him. And one is wives, getting married, somebody we know that's getting married, somebody know is going to have a baby, because then he'll start, says, that must be nice for some people, I'll never find love, blah, blah, blah. And he's going to crash. So we admittedly have started that way. We had to change the conversation to something else as quick as we could, because we did not want it to go into that death spiral. Well, that's how you can get. You can get, say, well, you know, I can't pay my bills, and we're going to have to do this, and we're going to have to do that, and the car ain't running good, and it's hot in here, and you know, you stink. It just keeps getting worse and worse. But if you can catch yourself the first time, something bad comes out of your mouth. So, oh, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Why? I don't want to. I was going to say that, but I'm not going to. I don't want to be like the children of Israel, who murmured and complained when they had so much to be thankful for. I'd rather be a freeman out in the desert, amen, trusting God, than a slave in Egypt. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God, but I'm free. And he the Lord hath made free is free indeed. Hallelujah. No longer a slave to sin in this world. I'll tell you, this world is becoming more and more, people are going more and more in bondage than they'll ever realize. And we've got so much freedom here in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We are learning how to lean on Jesus, and we're learning what the character of God is. We're learning something about God. We know that God is not some magical, mystical Santa Claus that just give anything you want. But he desires to be in fellowship with us. And he's put the desire in our heart. There's only one way we can be in fellowship with him, is that's become like him. To have that true fellowship. And so I long for that, to receive that promise that he's given, that we will be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I just want to keep my eyes on the prize. Keep my hand to the plow. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
be here tonight. I'm thankful for this church, and I'm thankful that God helped me feel better. I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Smith.
Trying to get us so he could bring us into the body. And where he was testing our, he was showing us where we were spiritually and naturally. And God was allowed that to happen so he could get us where he wanted us to, so we could humble ourselves when he introduced us to the body that we could come in. But I remember, you know, my husband's is a strong man, and he's always took care of me and financially. And it's real hard for men when they lose everything, and they lose their jobs, and they start losing everything. It's real hard for the man, and it's hard for the woman too. But it's my husband has always had such a strong, it's a self-esteem. But he's always so strong, and he's always like just took care of everything. And I remember one time, and this is before we came this way. It wasn't too long just before we came, before Brother Stuntmiller invited us down to hold a revival. And I kept telling him, honey, it's going to be okay. It could be worse. We've got our health. We're happy. We've got food. It's just things. And I said, God's going to do something. He says, I wish you quit saying that. He was so mad. At the time, he was just where Michael was today, probably. And he said, what do you think God's going to do? Go poof. You just think God goes around and goes poof, poof, poof. You know, I said, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do something. But God was not working on our natural. He was working on our spiritual side. He was more concerned, which we didn't know. We thought we was okay, you know. And I'm thankful. I don't want to go through some of those things again, but everything I've ever gone through has brought me closer to God. I am so thankful I did that. I didn't get bitter or turn from God. It brought me closer to God. And my husband, I have so much faith in him, but he's always been the man to allow me to have my own relationship with Christ. And I can feel and think. I remember Sister Lineker one time said to Brother Lineker, she said, well, Ray, can I help it that God gave me a brain? And I just love that. So sometimes I'll look at Brother Smith, I go, well, Mickey, can I help it? Maybe not very big of one, but he gave me one. But I just appreciate the things, you know. But anyway, I was thinking about this song. I haven't sang it in a long time. Well, the teachers and preachers, is that the key? They make their appeal. They're fighting like soldiers on this great battlefield. And while they were preaching, my heart could yield. And now I can say, praise God, there's something within. There's something within me that's holding the brain. There's something within me that banishes pain. There's something within me I cannot explain. All I can say is praise the Lord. There's something within. Thank you.
Within.
have you that something, that burning desire? Have you that something, that Holy Ghost fire? Well, if you have it, that Holy Ghost fire, then let the world know, praise the Lord, there's something within.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for the Holy Ghost and the things that holds us. Sometimes God, you know, he does take, I think the Lord takes up sometimes where we left off, you know, where we leave off. The Lord knows our weaknesses and he understands our situations in life better than we realize. And sometimes God, he doesn't judge after the seeing of the eye, but he looks on the heart. If you judged everything you saw, which is very common with man, it's even hard for us to judge situations righteously, because you have to know the intent of the heart to do that. And it's difficult unless you have the leading of the Spirit of God. Jesus had such a great touch of the Holy Ghost in his life that he wasn't only able to judge situations, he could discern thoughts, what people was thinking. And so I'm wanting to find that place in God where I know that he's working in me in such a way that I'm satisfied with what he's not only has accomplished or wrought in my life, but the fact that he's leading me, directing me by his Spirit, to walk by the Spirit of God, to be led by his Spirit. That's a place, I'm not going to say that I'm not doing that at all, but I know that there's